The criteria or test of legal capacity seems clear at first blush. However, it is often very challenging to know whether or not a person in fact possesses capacity. The law provides some guidance which helps to clarify the meaning of capacity. To make it easier to understand, I am now going to highlight some features of legal capacity. Sometimes, unintentionally misunderstanding these features results in wrongful removal of a person's right to make their own decisions. Capacity is not an inherent feature of an individual. A person is not considered either capable or incapable generally. Rather, being determined to be capable relates to a particular decision. A person's capacity is determined based on the legal test to make a particular type of decision. A person may meet the test of capacity to make a healthcare decision, such as whether to undergo minor surgery, and at the same time may not meet the test of capacity to make a will. So a person may understand the information about the surgery and risks and benefits to make that decision, but not understand details about their property sufficiently to make their own will. Also, a person's capacity may change over time. Some people have disabilities that result in changes in their cognitive abilities. It may be that today, the person is able to understand details about opening a bank account and be able to sign the related paperwork. But 3 days from now, they can't understand those same details. They might have possessed the needed capacity to open the bank account 3 days ago, and not today. However, it is important to remember that having a disability does not equate to incapacity. The fact that a person may have a difficulty speaking or understanding does not mean that they are incapable. They are only incapable if they don't meet the legal test of capacity. Because there is often confusion about this point, some Canadian statutes specify that a person's way of communicating is not relevant for deciding whether they are capable. Also, sometimes it is believed that people with disabilities are vulnerable, at risk, and need to be protected from harm. This can result in overprotective behavior and attempts to make decisions on their behalf. But capacity laws allow people to make all of their own decisions when they are capable, even if those decisions are believed by others to be risky or unwise. For example, a person who is capable can decide to forego life-saving surgery or can decide to go on a trip that they really can't afford, even if others think these decisions are risky or not in their best interest. We often don't realize it, but we rarely make decisions without consulting others. Most of us talk to people who we respect, such as friends or family, before we make decisions. Doing so does not mean that we are incapable to make the decision ourselves. In fact, getting help and support from others is important in the decision-making process. For people who have communication disabilities, they may use strategies to help them communicate and make decisions. Having a support person to assist them to understand, using picture displays, or taking more time to make a decision does not mean that the person is not capable to make their own decision. For example, a person may not understand what a power of attorney is. Many people don't. In order to be capable to make a power of attorney, the question to ask is whether the person meets the test of capacity once they have accessed all of the supports and assistance they may need. Having someone explain the power of attorney to them in everyday language and being able to communicate their decision using their own picture displays may be crucial to demonstrating their capacity to make a power of attorney.